The Apollo missions in the 1960s and 1970s were a big deal in space exploration. NASA sent 24 astronauts to the moon during these missions. But now, as more countries want to go back to the moon, we have to remember that there aren't many Apollo astronauts left. Recently, two of them, Ken Mattingly and Frank Borman, passed away. Now, there are only 8 people who have been to space beyond Earth's orbit. Buzz Aldrin is one of the most famous Apollo astronauts. He was the second person to walk on the moon during the Apollo 11 mission. Even though he was proud of his achievement, Aldrin always felt a bit upset that he wasn't the first. He still supports space exploration and has even gone on expeditions to the North and South Poles. Bill Anders was part of the Apollo 8 crew and was one of the first people to orbit the moon. He took a famous picture called Earthrise during the mission, which helped inspire the global environmental movement. After leaving NASA, Anders worked in the aerospace industry and became the U.S. ambassador to Norway. Charlie Duke is one of the 4 remaining astronauts who have walked on the moon. He was the capsule communicator during the Apollo 11 mission and was the one who heard Neil Armstrong say, "The Eagle has landed." Duke now lives in Texas and is still excited about NASA's future missions. Fred Hayes was on the Apollo 13 mission, which had a scary explosion that almost ended in disaster. After leaving NASA, Hayes continued to work in the aerospace industry and became a test pilot for the space shuttle prototype. Jim Lovell was part of the Apollo 8 and Apollo 13 missions. He was one of the first people to orbit the moon. Even though he never walked on the moon, Lovell's experience on Apollo 13 was made into a movie. He is now the oldest living astronaut. Harrison Schmitt was a geologist and academic who was on the last crewed mission to the moon, Apollo 17. After leaving NASA, Schmitt became a U.S. senator and has been known for not fully agreeing with the scientific agreement on climate change. David Scott was the commander of Apollo 15 and was one of the first astronauts to drive on the moon using a special vehicle. After retiring from NASA, Scott worked in management and has been involved in movies and TV shows about space exploration. Tom Stafford was the commander of Apollo 10, which was the final test mission before Apollo 11 landed on the moon. He also played a big part in the Apollo-Soyuz test project, which was the first joint mission between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. Stafford and his